Royal Valley Locker Room Chatter continues tonight. Pleased to be joined now by boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown, presented by Houghton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, it's been a busy last few days since we talked last week, and you know, you had a game Friday against Riley County. Falcons got the win there, 59-50. You had a makeup game with St. Mary's Academy from the Panther Classic, you know, on Monday. That was a 71-65 St. Mary's Academy win. And then you guys win it at the buzzer Tuesday night. Just a wild game against Houghton, 75-73. So three games essentially in about 4 or 5 days. All of them were close. I know you only come away with one of them, but how would you assess these last few games and just what you've seen from your team overall?
Yeah, you know, we needed that win last night because it was a rough stretch, you know, mentally and physically. Three straight, you know, competitive four-quarter-plus games. The St. Mary's Academy game was double overtime Monday night. So, you know, not a single one of those games, you know, kind of, well, you're subbing people in the fourth quarter because it's out of hand. I mean, they were all where we had guys, you know, we've had some injuries and stuff. And so basically we have guys that are playing the whole game. You know, we're playing about six people now and have multiple people that just don't come out if they're not in foul trouble. So certainly thrilled to get the win last night against Houghton off this, you know, really difficult stretch with the makeup game mixed in there on Monday. And it's always fun to play in close competitive games. So that's what makes it better. So I certainly feel like, you know, the end game experience is pretty and something we certainly need.
Yeah, let's go back to the Houghton game. Again, you win it at the buzzer, 75-73, just a wild game. And you look at how it shaked out down the stretch. Rowan Wharton had the buzzer beater. You guys had a lot of points, a lot of threes in the first half. Connor Noland had a big night from behind the arc. But you said you just needed that one considering the two games prior. Take us down the stretch of that game and what led to, you know, that game-winning putback by Rowan that helped you guys get that two-point win.
We needed that one for the two seasons prior. You know, it's been a while since we've had a good quality league win. So certainly it was something we had to have. I thought, you know, a defense optional game would be one way to look at it. I'd say I thought both offenses did play well. Both teams shot 40% from the three-point line. We shot a little higher than that, but Holt was at 40, and we were at, I think, 45. And tough shots, you know. I mean, Connor, like you said, went bananas, and a few of them were clean looks, but a few of them, man, were coming off the screen and 1-2 shoot it. And then Houghton certainly had kids step up, specifically in the fourth quarter. Corbin hit the big threes for him, and Carrick hit the biggest of the night to tie it. And then, like you said, luckily for us, we actually kind of have a scramble play that doesn't work like we wanted. There's a, you know, a tip, and then have a great hustle play by Tayson Taylor, who gets it to Tristan Murata, who I thought did a really good job of taking his time. He didn't panic. He gets a quality shot at the rim, and it doesn't go in, but because it's a quality shot, Landon Gilbert makes a great tip, and Rowan Wharton, man, what a kid. He deserves it. You know, second place, I think, in the high jump last year at state track. He's a great athlete, and he's worked his way into our lineup, and he plays a ton now, and he's hit some big shots for us, but this thing lands in his lap, and he knows what to do with it. You know what I mean? He goes up and gets it in. So I thought it was winning plays from a lot of the guys on the court there. You know, like I said, the hustle from Tayson, calmness from Tristan, the hustle from Landon to get the tip, and then Rowan certainly playing to the whistle and not giving up on it. What a fun way to end the night.
All right, Coach, let's get your thoughts. Perry Lee Compton coming up on Friday nights. You look at this Cause team, and, you know, they went into the Roundhouse and beat Hiawatha on Friday. You know, they bounce back, and they lose a close game to NEK on Tuesday. But again, this is a very good Perry Lee Compton team. You know, very good outside shooting team. They shoot a lot of threes. They can make a lot of threes. What's kind of the expectation for this game on Friday as you kind of pick things up with that win against Houghton on Tuesday?
Well, you know, first of all, this Perry Lee Compton team, and specifically Coach Simmons, is the absolute perfect example of what high school basketball should be, as far as you're talking about guys who 2 years ago probably weren't very good and weren't varsity ready. But they stayed in the program and they developed, man, and that's what those guys did. I remember this group as C-teamers, and then I remember them as JV players. And then, you know, Ronnie Baker's probably a top two or three player in the league, depending on where you want to put him coming into the year, and they lose him, and they had every right, you know, to feel sorry for themselves and kind of phone it in, and absolutely would never happen with the Coach Simmons coach team. So just what a great job they've all done individually and as a team as developing into something. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time and it takes work. And they're the perfect example of that. And you nailed it, man. They can play. They're not big, but they're athletic, and they play so hard, and they can shoot the lights out of it. So I'm certainly going to have to be able to guard the three-point line and stay in front of our defender, stay in front of the person we're guarding, which is always a challenge. So certainly looking forward to it. It's always a fun game to play. We've had some battles over the years. They've got more of those wins than we have, but it's come down to the last possession multiple times. And certainly hoping that's the case on Friday, because that means we played really well because they're a good team.
There it is, Chris Brown, Royal Valley boys basketball coach. Again, exciting win for the Panthers Tuesday night. A tip in at the buzzer to beat Holton, trying to keep that going, taking on a very good Perry LeCompton team coming up on Friday as they continue on down this final few week stretch of the regular season. Coach, thanks again. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Always a good time talking. Thanks.